Call Joe and McKenzie now at 1-833-563-2539. That's 833-563-2539.
Good morning. What's going on? It's McKenzie, producer Porkchop, Liv, the web girl. We got intern Chloe Money. Now, if you are in Indianapolis, there's a winter storm warning. Lots of schools delayed and closed. Carmel Clay Schools, there's a two-hour delay. Hamilton Southeastern Schools, we have Westfield Schools at a two-hour delay as well. IPS Schools, Beech Grove. So make sure and check out your school. You know, kiddos are like, yay! It's kind of a partial snow day. At least they get to sleep in a little bit. But we will keep you posted. Of course, take lots of time on those roads. So everybody kind of out of their routine today. So we're talking about white elephants. Now, if you've never done a white elephant exchange, I know Liv the Web Girl is like a huge fan of these. So Liv, do you want to break down the rules of the typical white elephants?
Yes. Okay. So everyone picks out a number from like a bowl or a hat or something. And it's like, if you have 15 people, it's like 1 to 15. And so you go in that order of picking out a present. So all the presents are wrapped, so you have no idea what they are. So say that I was 1, I go ahead, I pick a random present, I unwrap it, everyone sees what it is. Ooh, it's a television, or I don't know. That's the only thing I can think of.
That's a good white
elephant. That is a very good white elephant gift. But it's a television.
Wait. That's a good white elephant gift?
I mean,
a television?
Well, we're saying like that's like an extreme one. Like normally they're like $25 or something. Anyways, I pick out a gift and it's whatever. Now, all of the people that go after me can either choose to steal my gift or pick a new gift from the pile.
And it's always dicey because usually there's good presents mixed in with funny gifts.
Right.
So we want to know at 833-563-2539, do you do this tradition? What's the craziest thing you've ever received in a white elephant? And do you think white elephants are funny or trashy? Now, Liv, why did you think they're kind of trashy?
Okay, so here's the thing. Going into a white elephant, you normally know, oh, is it like real gifts, like, you know, like a nice tumbler or a gift card, whatever, or is it raunchy gifts, like kind of dirty toys or whatever. Like one time my mom got toilet paper with like a president's face on it, like whatever.
Yeah.
So like they're just like funny gag. They are called the gag gifts, you know, and they're like funny. Like my one time my dad got like powder for like swamp ass. Like whatever.
That's
so they're
awesome.
Like funny kind of dirty presents.
Yeah. Have you ever done this, Chops?
I have, but for some reason I thought white elephant gift exchanges were always supposed to be like gag gifts.
Oh.
At least as far as I've known, because
they typically are. Sometimes, usually there's a price limit, but I think there's a lot of good gifts in the mix. I never go for a bag. Like if you're going to go to the tree and not steal a present, I never go for, I don't know why, because there's like usually crazier stuff in bags.
Yeah. No, I totally agree. And see, I do a white elephant with my aunts and my uncles and my cousins every single year. And that is not a gag one. Like people actually bring, like, it's all different kinds of stuff. Like there were, where it's like a really nice charcuterie board that was like the shape of Kentucky, where we're from, that was up for grabs. And then like my brother-in-law brought a little Frogger, like handheld game that was up for grabs.
I bet the stealing though gets really intense when you have awesome presents. Like if someone, I don't know, got something incredible, people are going to, like say there's like AirPods in there. Like those are going to be stolen. Is there a limit to how many steals?
Yes.
Because I know different families do different rules.
So I think our family does 3 presents and then it is dead. Or 3 steals and then it's dead. And so me and my cousin, like I want to say probably 3 years ago, got into like a legitimate, like she was like mad. Like she was legitimately mad at me because I stole this like really cute like Bengals NFL like sock hat.
I've never gotten anything really amazing. I did get a Jesus bank. It was like kind of a joke, but it was like sparkly and kind of fun. Like
maybe,
nothing I would have bought myself.
Maybe the money will multiply.
That's
inside
true.
Of it.
Like a manifest. We should do. Would you guys want to do a white elephant? Because do you guys want to tell who we drew?
Should we
have secret Santas?
You're not supposed to tell. Of course not.
If you do it, I'll do it.
No,
who
don't. No, stop.
No, that
kills the fun.
First.
Why would you do
like
that?
No, because she won't say it then.
No,
you
I promise. I promise. Okay, ready?
1, 2, 3.
I turned the mics off.
I cracked the mics.
Stop. You're not supposed to tell.
We drew a secret Santa between the 4 of us. So Joe, McKenzie, me, Liv, and Chops. We drew each other's names. And me and Mackenzie just blurted out who we have in pork chop cutter mics.
So the boy. Okay, so we both have the boy, so they obviously have us.
I was going to say, I have like two really good like gifts I got from a white elephant.
You did?
Yeah. One was like, okay, one was weird. One time I got a pet egg. A pet egg.
You know what that is? It's like you kind of slough off the dead skin on the bottom of your feet. So you give yourself a little pedicure.
One time I got one that's actually come in really handy, and that is my breathalyzer.
Remember that was a present? Oh, nice.
Yeah, the little keychain breathalyzer.
I've actually got that from a white elephant, too. We did one in college with some girls, and I got a breathalyzer, but I lost it.
I love it. Okay, this is real. I can't believe that Chops wouldn't tell. Okay, so now we know that you have Joe.
Yes.
Chops just ran away, so I have Pork Chops. All right. Chops is back.
Maybe should we do a white elephant instead?
I think we should, because I think the stealing, but people here get really upset.
Ooh,
so that might be intense. Okay, I think we have a caller. Hello?
Yes, Renee. What do you want to say?
What's up, girl?
Hi. A couple years ago, a group of teachers got together for a white elephant gift exchange, and someone decided to give fish and chips. But it was a can of Pringles and a goldfish.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah.
I saw someone on my Instagram stories, a girl that I used to go to college with, she got a fish for her white elephant gift exchange with. I think if you have a gag white elephant, that is a perfect gift.
Yeah.
I think that's so funny.
Agreed.
Okay. Well, I think we should definitely do it. Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Even she wants us to do it, Renee.
Renee's into it. Okay. Thank you very much, girl. Well, coming up, okay, so Liv, you were telling me that your cousin has a very expensive Christmas list.
Super expensive, and my uncle is, you know, very flustered. He doesn't know how to handle it.
Okay, we're going to get into this, get some advice for your uncle. That is coming up. It's Joe and Mackenzie on Radio Now.